You're listening to Extra Time Radio.
Yeah, usually on these interviews, we like to talk about the current stuff going on with guys.
We had a player by the name of David Beckham. I don't know if you recall that.
Yeah. Is there a name for this thing? Is there something like if I was to go to the barber and say I want X, that he would know exactly what I was asking for?
Yeah, tell him you want the Bobby Shuttleworth.
In desperation mode, not really muster the kind of energy and the kind of desperate attacks that I think you would have seen out of a team at home, desperately needing a goal. And I say desperate 3-4 times because you have to be desperate.
He's hinging his MLS Cup hopes on you, Simon.
Deep down, if you're a soccer person, you're a little bit embarrassed by it.
Now, Simon Bork is going to disagree because yeah. I remember a time about a month ago when he told me that he'd rather have Lamar Nagel on his team than Landon Donovan.
I think that's a bunch of garbage.
That's why he's here!
Oh, from New York, New York, you're listening to Extra Time Radio and SiriusXM FC Channel 94 and MLSsoccer.com. I'm Andrew Wiebe. Next to me, David Goss. Also next to me, some used Kleenex. No Simon Borg. He'll be dismayed to know that these Kleenex are actually sitting in his spot. He is away. We'll explain why in just a little bit, but I'm a little bit sick. But I'm happy to be back, man. That music, it's like
gives you the
chills, the tingles,
yeah,
man,
we're back
the tingles.
If
you missed our holiday episodes, go check those out. Some good stuff for you there. We also have a great show here for you on this Monday, our first of 2015. I guess our first recorded in 2015 is a better way of putting that. We're going to talk Frank Lampard. I know that's what you want to hear about. Gerard, he's also in the mix here. Jermaine Defoe, Donnell Henry. Then we'll jump into an interview with Danny Carbassioun. He is the Arsenal scout who discovered Gideon Zelalem, and he's going to explain how that happened and maybe how things should go forward.
And how to pronounce Gideon's name.
That's right, Dave. But you know what? Let's jump out to Queens, where Simon Borg is on daddy duty, a little extended vacation of sorts. At least that's what I'm calling it. So before we jump into Frank Lampard, let's see how it's going at the Bourne Homestead. How's it going, man?
At home doesn't sound really that interesting, Andrew. I'm in the Queens MLSsoccer.com office.
Ah, that's how you're branding it, huh?
Yeah, and what I'm doing is I'm taking care of a patient. She's doing well, but I am sure glad. I have no chance of getting what's going around here, but I'm glad I'm not in that office.
Yeah, I had a sneezing fit earlier, so that would have sent you right into conniptions, I can definitely see. But it's good to know that all the vital signs are good with young Borg. That's good. You make sure you're doing your best there. We won't keep you from the chicken noodle soup for long, but let's get right into this Frank Lampard stuff. As we mentioned before we came in with you here, let's kind of collectively go through the news side of this and take people back. So Frank Lampard introduced as a New York City FC player last summer. The expectation after a few days is that he would go to Manchester City, and that's what he did. He went to stay sharp. He played very, very well, and then the narrative changed a little bit. Sometimes it was he'll be there for preseason, and then as his influence became more and more important to City's season, there was talk of extending that, perhaps to March, perhaps to May. I know on this show I said multiple times that I thought he would be there in May. As it turns out, that is what will happen. Now, the news this week, Simon and Dave here, jump in if you need to.
Hey, did Andrew just pat himself on the back with that? You know, I've been saying it for a few weeks.
He's actually, I think he hurt his spine because he's
been
spinning around
physically
so much
do it,
today.
But yeah, it was kind of like a phantom pat for sure. Either way, it turns out City Football Group, the group that owns four teams throughout the world, New York City FC and Manchester City being two of them, owns the contract. He is not owned by MLS per se, and he is not on loan. He was scheduled to arrive at the time that they determined fit. As it stands now, with the Premier League in the balance, with Champions League in the balance, with Frank Lampard scoring important goals, they have decided that he will not be back until May. And in the wake of that, a lot of fans feeling misled about the way things would happen. Some anger from NYCFC fans on Twitter. Actually, the Third Rail coming out in a public statement and condemning this. And so then MLS Commissioner Don Garber responds, of course, in an interview with the Grant Wall over at SI.com. And here's what he had to say. I can understand why their fans aren't happy. And I do believe NYCFC will work hard to build back that trust, Garber told SI. They've started that process already. I sensed this was coming, and it didn't surprise me when they ultimately made their decision. You're dealing with a very unusual set of circumstances. Frank has become one of the most important players in Man City's season, and he scored critical goals to have them tied for first place in the Premier League. He continues, they were faced with a difficult decision. I'm going to be supportive of all our ownership groups, making them aware of my point of view, but we need to work hard now to move forward and recognize that Frank will be joining this team in July, along with other designated players who throughout the history of the designated player program have almost always joined in July. If there was an error in judgment on this, it was not just announcing that he would come in July and figuring out how to manage the start of the season. No different than what happened with Robbie Keane or Thierry Henry or David Beckham. So, in an interview with Alexi Lawless, Deputy Commissioner Mark Abbott had a few things to say on this Monday morning. In regards to the reported loan, Mark Abbott said there wasn't a loan, and I'm not quite sure why it got characterized as a loan. He also said, and when asked whether NYCFC season holders were duped, he said, I don't think anyone was duped, and said the signing, it's a distinction without difference. He had an overall agreement with the owner, City Football Group. That's in regards to the loan versus ownership. So did we cover our bases there, Simon? Is there anything that you would add before we get into kind of the discussion around this whole thing?
No, I mean, I think you covered it. I think now what's left is to lend it perspective. And I can understand that NYCFC fans might be feeling let down about now. And by the way, the reaction, I want to take a step back and say the reaction for a decision regarding a club that hasn't even played a game yet, where now this has become a little bit of an international incident, to me has been impressive that New York City FC fans have organized themselves in a way now where their voice is very much heard. And look, they have a right to be upset about this. But I think if we look at it and take some perspective on it, yes, was there an expectation, I think, in a lot of people's eyes, especially with the words that Jason Kreis and Claudio Reyna, how they were framing it, that Frank Lampard would be there for preseason training camp and to lead the team out on the field in March when they started. Yeah, that was the expectation. But things changed. And you said it, Andrew, in your account. The scenario changed. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Back in July, in August, when they said he was going to Man City, I thought that was Man City doing New York City FC a solid and saying, yeah, we'll take Frank Lampard, we'll keep him fit for you. We might use him here and there where we need to. I thought that's how that was going to shake out. I did not see this coming, where now he's such an important player for them. And then look, I can see it from the business standpoint, and I know this is a little solace to the New York City FC fans, but if you're the owner, try to look at it from their perspective, and you have multiple businesses, multiple clubs. And there was a scenario where you had the opportunity to have Frank Lampard benefit two of your four businesses, two of your four clubs, and they're going to try to pull that off in 2015. Now, it remains to be seen how that shakes out, but if they're still in the running for Champions League in Europe, they're still in the running for the EPL title, and then you have him returning to New York City FC in July, when really the playoff chase really starts in earnest in July and August. So there could be a scenario where Frank Lampard, and again, I understand it's a little solace on January, first week of January, but there is a scenario where he could benefit both clubs, help Manchester City get the title, and maybe even make it deep into Champions League, and then help New York City FC make it to the playoffs and even maybe a run for MLS Cup. Sure, that's how they are looking at things, and I understand why the fan maybe is not seeing that. So, I mean, that we're a few days removed, I feel there's some perspective, I think, that we can now have on this. And I think that Manchester City owners, they know that fans are upset, and I think they will do something to address their concerns. And look, the team is only, 9 players in, 10 players in? There's a lot of work to be done, a lot of announcements, a lot of signings. There's time.
But Simon, I think that's why you see this kind of this anger and this kind of collective dismay at this decision. I think it's because it is so early, because they haven't seen the field yet. The underlying fear for New York City FC fans, and we've seen this in our mail, we've seen this on Twitter, we've seen this in just the general discussion around the team, was it was their fear that they would be on the wrong end of City Football Group decisions. And so now to have that happen at this point, whether or not I saw it coming, whether or not you saw it coming, whether or not the logic on City Football Group's part is correct, and I think you're right, actually, in that sense. I think logically,